Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felk it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Hey, guys. Carrie's not here, but Alicia is. We also have a special guest today. Hey, Casey, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Casey Grinnell, and, just here to have a good time.
That's all we can ask for you. Actually, that's why I wanted you to come, to have a good time.
Oh, I always come.
Oh, see, and I knew it. Good start.
Do I need to leave?
That's up to you, sir.
I told you things were going to get uncomfortable. I warned you ahead of time.
We made it 30 seconds.
Well,
that's a record.
Yeah, trust me. We probably beat it or will in the future. So welcome to Female Encounters of the Life Kind. Thank you for being a guest.
Thank you for having
me. Coming to you live. Unless it's Friday and you're listening to it, but you're live because you're here today. We're at Traeger's Bar. Our mixologist, Nancy. I had a peach crown, and that was delicious. Mm. Thank you, David, for the recommendation.
Mm. On ice, too.
Ah, yeah. It's very refreshing.
Keep it classy.
I try,
You're classy broad.
Despite what you've heard about me, I
don't hear anything.
I don't know shit. Cool. Carrie is actually
Is she running across the parking lot?
No, I thought I saw her. I thought I saw her hair.
I'm hoping to chaos just roll
chaos.
In here.
It's organized. No, it's just chaos.
Well, organized
You're
chaos
right.
is no, still, it's good.
That's not what that is,
Some people
though.
Function, right?
I can't. Like, even hearing some of her stories, I'm like, I have high blood pressure now. Oh, my gosh. God love her.
Oh.
God love her.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So, what do you do, Casey?
I am a tattoo artist over at Jake's Tattoo and Flash.
Awesome. I couldn't... You were the first person I wanted to have on here. And you almost were our first guest, but you are second.
That's okay. Two's my favorite color, number, color.
If two was a color, what color would it be?
Purple? I don't know.
I would think green.
Green?
I don't know why.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We in a couple episodes back, we wondered what color made you hungry. Ooh. I said green, and Carrie said green, and then...
Orange.
Orange, okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably more accurate.
Cheese.
We got to
it reminds
we
me
wrong.
Of cheese.
Oh. Up top.
Yes.
High five for that. That's delicious. No, but you were the first person I thought of that I wanted to have as a guest. So
oh, wonderful.
Thank you for doing this.
I'm glad
this.
We got the opportunity to do so.
I have had a tattoo done by you, and you have a very light hand, and it was... fell asleep.
That makes me so happy.
Amazing. I saw probably... The most intricate tattoo you've ever done, I'm assuming, is the Celtic one that you did.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And when I saw a picture of that, I was like, oh, my gosh, this woman is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. The story behind that tattoo is
I'm
disaster.
Sure. I'm sure. It looked really cool.
Thank you.
So if you wouldn't mind, can I post a picture on our Facebook?
Of course. But I'm
impressive.
Just letting everybody know I will never, ever, ever do chainmail tattoos ever again. Please don't
when
come
you
to
see
me for
the
that.
Picture, you'll understand
it's,
why.
It's beautiful, yeah. And it was a wonderful experience.
How long did it take?
Oh, gosh. So it started out, this gentleman came in with his sister, and what they do is they rotate every year for birthdays, and they get each other a tattoo.
Oh, that's cool.
And he had currently had, like, his family crest with the name and a banner across his shoulder, and he was explaining what he wanted to do, and it was just to add more... Like, to bring it down to, like, a half sleeve with some chain mail and to kind of fill it in on the inside. And I didn't draw the correct picture, so then we had to reschedule the first time. And then our first appointment went pretty good. It was just line work, and then we had an idea to fill in the inside. Because linking up tattoos, like armbands... And anything symmetrical across the body is so difficult because we're not perfect. We're not a perfect cylinder. I can't measure you out. No matter how many times I try. So, we had an idea to kind of work with something inside of the arm to where because he already had a tattoo on the inside as well. So we were trying to work around that. And so we went as far as the stencil did, and then we left enough space to like continue on. So his next appointment, which is his third at this point, he decides he wants to continue that chainmail all the way around, which would have been fine had I not thrown away the original stencil.
Oh, no.
And I use an iPad to draw, and unfortunately, I also was cleaning out my old drawings of stuff that I didn't think I needed, because I was like, oh, I'm done with this. I'm, you know, my iPad's being really slow. Also deleted that. So it took us 3 hours to find the exact size and to realign everything to the point where it continued on.
And I didn't even know it was that.
Yeah.
Just by looking at it, I knew it had to be a long time.
Well, that's just lining. And then we went in through touch-ups on the lines, and then there's the shading, and then there's the white highlights, and it was... And then, you know, you... Every link is so... just intricate. You have to shade in the right spot or you mess up the entire thing, and it sticks out like a sore thumb. So you know, highlight of my career, made me really feel like, okay, I'm a professional, I think I can handle this, when it turned out as good as it did. And it was fun to go on that journey of the struggle and like, oh, I figured this out. I'm okay. Like I can figure out.
I'm sure it taught you a lot. Do you have a folder where you don't delete things and you put
Don't do that anymore. Okay. So, you know, another lesson in life.
Exactly.
And that's all you can do in this industry is just like, you can't be super, like, it's going to get frustrating.
So how long have you been tattooing?
I have been tattooing I did my first tattoo on Halloween in 2019.
Oh, wow.
It was a skull and crossbones. I didn't know the kid at all. He was just this random kid in there. I was dressed as a whoopee cushion, you know, because I was an apprentice at that time. Yeah. So I just had to be as outrageous as possible.
Right.
It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, why not? And and it's silly. And, you know, there was times where I was like dancing on the corner, like just being goofball, you know, and that was what was required of me.
Mm.
And I just got thrown into the fire, and he was like, go do a setup. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to be tattooing some like fake skin or pig skin or melon or something to just like practice.
Right.
And then he was like, I want you to go tattoo that kid over there. And I was like, what? Huh? okay. So I walked up to him and I was like, do you want a rose? He's like, I'm not really a rose guy. And I was like, okay, cool. And I walked away. Just did pure panic. And I walked back over to my mentor and he was like, so what are you doing over here? And I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm kind of having a slight panic attack. And he's like, get back over there and go talk to the kid. And I was like, all right, fine. So I went back over there and did a little skull and crossbones.
How cute.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Called my husband and my kiddo and I was like, you guys got to get over here right now.
Come look at this.
Look what I'm doing right now. And so, it was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened and everything got shut down and we weren't in the shop for, you know, four and a half months.
Oh, yeah. And that's such an intimate thing.
Yeah. Just getting going, just starting to try and figure some stuff out. So then, you know, once we got back, it was almost like starting over at stage one.
Oh, yeah.
Been tattooing almost every day since.
Yeah. You hit the ground running after that, for sure.
Yes.
Every time I talk to you, you're always busy.
Yes.
So
it's a blessing. I'm very fortunate. But at the same token, I also worked my ass off as well.
Definitely.
So it's definitely... Oh, well, there she is.
There's
Look at
Carrie.
This beautiful goddess of chaos.
You make me want
Carrie.
Chocolate chip ice cream right now. She's wearing this
mint that's my
colored jumpsuit.
I
love it.
I would have chocolate in there.
Oh, well, anyway. Welcome, Carrie. Yeah, we're on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Howdy, partner.
Thanks for joining us.
Welcome. Welcome to the party.
We were just discussing tattoos. So, if you could imagine that.
I know. Wouldn't that be a silly
Carrie, did you know that 1/3 of all Americans have a tattoo?
Really?
Yeah. That's... And 40% of them are 18 to 34-year-olds.
That's a lot less than I thought there was.
Hold on, though. That's weird, though. Hold on, I have a totally big question about that. Because if 1/3 of them are 18 to 34 years old,
18 to 34.
What happens to the 35-year-olds that still have them?
I think they fall off.
Like, that statistic is all weird, according to me.
Right, well, and that's it. After 34, I spent a lot of money on this, and I'm going to lose my tattoos in a couple years.
I
don't like that.
Stuff's going to fall all over.
I had to redo all mine when I hit 34.
Oh, my God.
Wait, how many do you have?
I have eight, I think.
Nice.
Eight or nine.
Nice.
I have a few that I wish I didn't.
Well, and as do all of us.
I think I can top yours. When I was 18 and I got my name on my wrist and
your
it's
own
spelled
name.
Wrong.
Your own
and
name?
You spelled it wrong.
Stop.
Yes.
Shut up.
No. I didn't spell it wrong. I was so nervous because everyone's like, oh, the wrist hurts so much.
It does.
Like, yeah, it
yes,
does. It's, I gave it to him. It does. But I was psyched myself up so much.
No,
so I
the
went
belly
in.
Button tops
she
when
put,
it comes to pain.
When she put the stencil on me, and I was like, okay, she's like,
yeah,
let's see if it's straight. I'm all, okay, so I put it in the mirror. I'm all, yeah, it looks great. Go ahead. And so she started, my middle name's Michelle. So she started the E, L, L. And I went, crap. I only have one L in my middle name. But
oh,
not if you
no.
ask my wrist. So if you can top that, please, by all means.
I mean,
no, I didn't say anything. I was 18. I wasn't. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
Oh God.
So I used to work in a tattoo piercing shop back in college, right?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. So I was the person who sold things that, if it's not tobacco you're going to use, I can't talk about it. And I'm going to have to ask you to leave. It was one of those shops so you could buy smoking products.
Correct.
And then there was a piercing chick and a tattoo guy, and I scheduled
Damn, that's
everything.
So old
they looked
school.
In the books.
I, love that.
I scheduled all the things. But when someone didn't show up for an appointment, we're like, I'm bored, do me. Like,
mm-hmm.
But I can't tell you how many... Oh, that sounded terrible.
Oh, no, it didn't. It was
no,
great. Keep going.
But I can't tell you how many times they're like, oops, my bad. Like, so let's be honest, how many mistakes
Oh, my God,
happen?
I knew this was coming
Because you know
up.
The little... What is it called, the little star thingy that everyone does, like, it's black and...
Oh, the nautical star.
Yeah,
those are
I've seen those messed up so many times.
It's... You know, I thought I knew how to focus. Turns out I don't know how to focus as well as I thought I did. But, Sorry. Yeah.
You can't just poke me and know what... I can't read your mind, homie.
Anyway, carry on.
Anyway,
oh,
the nautical
God.
Thing.
So, yeah, I've messed up a few tattoos. And I'm very honest with people about it.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic.
If it's something that... I know that they're not going to see and that I can fix, and at the end of the day, the tattoo looks wonderful. Of course, I'm not going to say anything because, I mean, nobody's going to see it. You know, I've got stuff on myself
well,
that I'm like,
time,
maybe that line is a little crazy, but it's not.
How do you know it's
crazy.
A mistake? How do they know it's a mistake, but everyone else?
Because,
like,
well,
the nautical thing, like, half the time it looks fine to everyone else.
Right.
Do you have one? Is that why you're
bit
saying
something
that?
Something that's off.
No, because I've seen it happen so many times when I was working
well,
there.
Well, what was the oops on you? What happened? What did God do to you?
There was no oops on me other than my own personal choices.
Wonderful.
Well, what is it? It's Band-Aid. I'm stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Yeah. Anyway. So how many regret tattoos do you have?
Do I have personally that I've gotten
well, like,
or
well,
that
the
I
cover
have
ups. Like I'm going to cover this girl's name or I'm going to cover
gosh.
This
don't,
guy's
okay,
name.
First of all, don't ever get names unless they're your children. And please make sure that they are spelled correctly and you're not typing them
on
the way
child
to
myself.
The appointment while you're driving, that kind of thing.
Don't get what?
Don't, like, we had somebody the other day who misspelt their child's name because they were texting and driving. So don't text and drive. But they misspelt their child's name and, of course, it got tattooed on them because they didn't proofread it. And
they
it,
couldn't spell their own child's name right?
Well, you know, the texting and driving thing, you know? And it's just
like this is loud.
So, no, it's not that loud.
Yeah, there's lots of mistakes out there with tattoos and getting them and giving them. And honestly... Most tattoos can be fixed, and we've come a long way with experimenting with, like, black work tattoos and how you can actually pack color on top of black ink, and really
can
it's,
you?
Yeah.
You don't have to get it, like, lasered off before you do
not,
a cover?
Not as much
I
as
I want a cover.
Thought.
I really do.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's got
me too.
Color, so I thought that I had to get it lasered off before I go.
It really depends on who you go to. Like, for a cover-up with, like, dark black ink, and if you're looking for something specific to cover it up, then I would go to a very experienced artist who will be able to have the capacity to do that versus if you're a little bit more flexible on the design you want over the old tattoo.
I just want it all to go far, far away.
Far, far away. Well, we'll just push it deeper into the skin.
I'm like, sure, be fine.
Far, far away land.
Yeah, just because where that poor choice
push
was.
It deeper, deeper down into your soul.
Yeah.
Put
yeah.
it back.
Deep as you can.
My soul.
Just get rid of it. Well, but there's something really cool about giving somebody a cover-up and kind of like give them this like
oh, a fresh
rebirth.
New beginning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like of just being like, oh my God, I don't have to look at this person's name on me anymore. Or oh yeah. my God, I don't have to be reminded of this or that
or this
and the
memory.
Other thing. And, you know, turn it into something beautiful that they're so excited. Like, you know, I've had people come in who have worn turtlenecks for years and years and years because they had something that they just really didn't represent them the way that they wanted. You know, the drugs and alcohol and prison time and stuff like that. We've all made mistakes, but some of those mistakes are a little bit more permanent. So it is really cool to do a cover-up and turn it into something beautiful. And then, you
Wasn't
know,
there a whole show dedicated to that? I think
Yeah.
They would do, like, cover-up, you know, Nazi stuff. And
right.
Okay, so I have another question coming in hot.
So hot.
As a percentage, what would you say are tribute tattoos?
Tribute tattoos.
Like 30%, 50%. Like I know
I would,
have one.
I would say
it's
the
a tribute to my mom.
Yeah.
Like all the things.
It would be a pretty high percentage. I wouldn't have like an exact number, but I would say a good majority of my tattoos.
After.
There has to be some kind of meaning tied to it. You know, it reminds me of my dog, my ex.
Four. I have 50% of my body is tribute tattoos.
Is tribute.
Yeah.
Okay, let me look.
So.
I got
body.
Mom and dad above my knees, so
yeah.
I got my dad's cowboy boots and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess. You did the one for my mom.
Yeah.
And then Krista Giacomo, you remember her?
Yeah.
She did the one to my dad on the other side, so.
Yeah. And that was a really cool experience, and I felt really honored to be a part of that.
And
like
it was,
giving you something to remind you of your family, and
definitely.
They're just like, they always got your back, you know? And
definitely.
It was a cool day. I really.
So you have a cool connection with your pupil.
You know, in a weird way, I think that tattoos, and this is going to get really weird, but I think, like, there's magic involved with that. Like,
it's an art on both sides.
Yeah, I'm dealing with your blood. I'm dealing with you.
It's
as
intimate,
a,
yeah.
Yeah, it's
oh,
I'm penetrating
word, yeah.
you, really. I
yeah.
mean, so,
yeah.
we want to get intimate.
Consensual.
But it is, like, it's an exchange of... You came to me for my services. I'm going to, in return, give you something that you desire. And,
right,
and
that is memorable.
It is. And I hold all of that with me. And then, of course, you know, you have those days where you're just like, I want a hot dog squirting mustard all over himself.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, let's do something silly.
I want a bowl of pho on my ankle.
Yeah, why not? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, you do have
a
I
bowl
do,
of-
yeah.
I do.
She has ramen noodles on her ankle.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a food tattoo, and I'm kind of disappointed. I
you
did,
don't have a
however...
food tattoo?
The best food tattoo I've ever
a
done.
Food tattoo.
A food tattoo was for my husband's 1 year anniversary at his food truck, and he wanted a burger, and I said, okay, the only place that I'm going to put this burger is on
your
butt.
Ass.
And
oh.
he was like, why? And I was like, Asperger's.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
So I gave
I know
my
you guys
husband
can't see
Asperger's.
This, but we're fist bumping right now over Asperger's.
That's the name of the show.
Yes,
Asperger's. But you have to say ASS-burgers.
Because we name each one of our shows.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there you go.
There it goes.
You're welcome, husband. I'm so sorry. Now everybody's going to want to see it.
I'm under the bus on this. I'm all, oh, news one time.
Oops, I said my kid's name. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I did that once.
You did do that.
No, I don't know anything about anything.
Well, that's really cool. That's really cool. I also wanted to ask you about the time that a vehicle drove through the shop.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Let's go to
so
that.
So now I do drive-through tattoos starting this year. Oh, no, the shirts will be coming out, and they will be epic. I apologize for the taking
You're really
as
making
long.
Shirts?
Oh, honey, yes.
How could you? It's a wasted opportunity.
Oh, it's why
yeah.
not?
I would jump on that
I
shit all
to.
Over it. Yeah.
Okay, the way I deal with drama is by making a complete
yeah.
joke out of everything mm-hmm. because I like to laugh, and if I'm not laughing, I'm crying.
Yeah.
So, yes, I, on January 17th, earlier this year, an elderly lady thought she was in reverse and was actually in drive and was having trouble getting out of the parking lot.
Is that my grandma?
I don't know, but will you please let her know that I have bills? I need her insurance information. That would be great. But yeah, truck went straight through the doors of the tattoo shop and went through one tattoo station of one of our artists who was fortunately not there. She was out of town guest spotting up in Santa Fe, so fortunately she was not there, or else she would have definitely got severely injured, and then came through my station as well and pushed us all the way to the back of the station or the shop.
And you were not injured?
I had a pretty big bruise, a little bit of whiplash, and I'm pretty sure a concussion. There was some stuttering. There was some, there was memory loss there a little bit, but
that might be so scary.
It was, that was the coolest adrenaline rush I've ever gotten. Oh. Like, now I get why people jump out of planes and shit, okay? Like, whoo, that high was phenomenal. And you got it for free, so.
Yeah, you got it for free. Highly recommend. Okay.
yeah, someone just, you know, we just don't allow Ford trucks to park.
But you had a person in your...
Yeah, I was tattooing
so
a back
client,
piece.
How did they respond?
Well, funny story about her.
Like,
I love her so
chatting.
Much. She's a good family friend. We've been working on her back piece to do cover-ups and just kind of revamp her entire back. So we'd been sitting there for about four and a half hours.
Oh, Jesus.
And she was over it.
Yeah.
She was so over it. And I heard the big bang, and I looked, and as soon as I... looked, that the grill was right there in my face, so I just picked up my feet and I grabbed her and just kind of hugged her from, because you know she's working on her back, so I held her and we scooted about 15 feet from the back, and she had had a previous hip injury, and so there was pain on that side, which is where we got hit, was on our left side, and so she left in an ambulance just to get checked out, get some x-rays, make sure that hip injury wasn't, you know, re-injured or anything like that. And she was fortunately, she was fine. We just had some bumps and bruises. However, the doctors at the emergency room, I know they tried their very best. They were so excited that we were both there and everybody had to come and talk to us and be like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
One of the doctors that was attending to my client decided to tape gauze on the back, on her back.
Oh.
They put tape right on top of the fresh tattoo. Oh. And the gauze was like that really stringy, see-through light stuff. And I'm like, there's
cloth.
No protection there. Yeah, cheesecloth, basically.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how this is protecting the tattoo, but thanks for thinking of the tattoo.
Wow. So she's serving my work matters.
Yeah, so she said she had some fun pulling that off when she got home. Ouch. After, you know, the traumatic event.
God,
that
can you imagine
laid
after
out.
4 hours of sitting there?
Yeah, and then
destroyed.
getting by a truck and then having
what
to pull
tape. What if that
hurt
worse than getting the tattoo?
I'm sure it did. Yeah. She said she was not
she
happy.
She has a great story also.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We can get her on. She can tell that her side
actually,
of the story.
Actually, here she is.
Yeah, let's tell her side. Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious.
So my question is, and this is, I don't know, my grandma did the same thing, bless her heart. Dave knows my grandma. Mm-hmm. He worked with her. So right before we took her license away,
well,
she plowed through a lady and her kids.
Oh, God.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So the lady who drove into the thing, is she okay?
As far as I know, yes. No airbags went off because the way that the door bent around the bumper, it didn't...
That's how hard she hit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. She went through
the
shop
the
at about like
no,
30
pictures?
Miles an hour.
Pictures? We're going to post these. Are we going to post these?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you the video of the truck coming through and I'll send you
a video?
Oh, I have it all.
Oh,
yeah.
Crap, yeah. Do it.
Funny story. We should have had a camera view from inside of the shop, but Jake didn't take the batteries and put them back in the camera.
Jake, I think you just got thrown out of the bus. I don't know who you are, but I think you just got thrown out of the bus. Carry on.
You got thrown out of the proverbial truck.
Yeah,
The proverbial truck. You got thrown out of the truck.
So yeah, I can send you all of that. It was pretty epic, and I'm very thankful that I'm still here to talk about it and joke about it. And
I'm
everybody
glad all
was
of
okay.
You guys are. Yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna say, did
your client?
Nobody got in any. Like nobody was super injured. Like I said, cut maybe a couple minor cuts, bruises. Wow. And, you know, some good old-fashioned trauma.
And a T-shirt, apparently.
And a T-shirt,
yeah.
Yes.
A T-shirt came out of
a truck ran through my building, and all I got
it
was
has,
this
it has
t-shirt.
Tire marks across yeah. the side
there
of
you
it.
Go.
No.
There you go.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Sounds like you definitely
have a backwards Ford emblem on the side. Yeah. I don't know.
You know, we're going to get some Felk T-shirts.
We already
made, we might
oh,
have
we don't even know what the hell we're going
to
do
about the graphics here.
I'm so excited.
Can we have, like, a... No, like a photo album of all the chaos that's happened at Felk.
It's not yes.
all chaos.
What is it? A portfolio?
Yes.
Yes. The Felk portfolio.
I could show you guys where I get my portfolios.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Wow.
Ooh. Saucy.
You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Oh, well, you do ask to smell my box all the
I
time.
I do.
What did you just say?
Every time I see her, I ask to smell her box.
I have a tobacco box that I hold my loose
leaf
tobacco.
Oh, yes, your little silver
so
box.
Yes, I didn't bring it in here with me
today.
Well,
that's probably for the best.
Well, I can't smoke it.
She has a nice smelling silver box.
I'll smell it later. Smell you later. Wow.
Going
it does.
Rails.
It smells great.
No, I smelled her box.
Amanda bought one of the rolled cigarettes for $5.
She did. That was good money.
Did she? Oh my gosh, that's
she
so
did.
Weird. What? Amanda
oh,
just walked
speak
in.
Speak of the
Were
devil.
Were your ears burning?
Dang. I don't
Are
have any
Are we both wearing jumpers?
Oh, they're all jumpered out.
Oh,
I don't, jumpers,
God. I didn't
jumpers
get the memo.
In? Do you own a jumper?
No, but how do you pee in those? Do you have to you're, take them
yeah,
all
you
off?
Yeah, you take them all the way
oh,
off.
That's so annoying.
I
do not want to be
your lower business. Right? Mm. We were just talking about you, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, we're...
Yeah.
We were talking about how you bought...
Her yeah. smelly, good silver box. I don't even know how to word that appropriately.
It's tobacco box.
It's tobacco box.
It's a tobacco...
I think the word you're looking for is tobacco box.
Tobacco
what
box
is tobacco?
It smells
what is?
Good, and we're saying Amanda bought one of her...
Famous boxes for $500, Alec.
And then right when we say Amanda, there she is.
They pitch now for $500.
$500.
She's also Amanda, a.k.a. Google. So if we ever need
oh,
anything...
Yeah, she's Google.
Oh,
yes, yes.
She's... Damn, she's you're very important. And so, she, so beautiful.
Oh, wait.
I've known
look,
her
look
forever.
All her tattoos. Isn't she beautiful? I love her.
I did a couple of
yeah.
Well.
How many?
Did you really?
Yeah. I did a cute little butterfly for her. And she's been in the shop quite a bit. We go way back. We've known each other for, what, 10 years?
Oh, wow.
Now?
She's going to be shy.
Plus,
she'll warm up.
Wow.
She's so pretty. I just love her.
How many people have you tattooed?
Oh, can
oh,
you
Lord.
Even count? Oh, my gosh. That's...
Because you've been at it for a couple years, right?
Yeah, I've been...
2019.
Yeah, 2018.
Oh, okay, so had, here's my big question. How did COVID hit you?
Hard.
We talked it about was, that already, Carrie.
If
you were on time.
If you were here
not,
on time,
had,
you
I
would
had
know
a, Jesus,
it
man,
hit her
that
hard.
It was a very sad time because I wasn't able to penetrate people after waiting for years to be able to do so.
Because
so.
The last thing anyone wanted to do in COVID was penetration.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's not true. The big baby boom of
it's a baby
2021.
Boom. There you go.
There's bodily fluids exchanged.
Yeah,
so
you know,
yeah.
It's all,
that's
it's
a
all
dicey,
relative.
Dicey situation.
It's very intimate.
It's intimate, Carrie.
But it goes back to, if I were to think, like, morbidly, I wonder how many tribute... Tattoos.
Are you done?
Because no, I'm not.
That was the slowest sentence ever centered.
I was just wondering how many tribute tattoos were because of people lost COVID people.
You know, there was a good handful of them, and you know, it was heavy. I think when anybody passes away unexpectedly,
oh, yeah.
And it's hard. Because a lot of, you know, there's a lot of jokes going around because, again, people like to deal with some form of trauma in you know, laughter. And sometimes that stuff gets taken a little too far. So you can tell that those people are a little extra frustrated, you know, just because there's a lot of people talking and trying to make jokes about it. But then there's just like, no, like.
That's a real.
It was
this
kind of
a
still,
joke. This happened.
Yeah,
this is real.
Yeah. Like, there's people out there who can't taste food anymore, and there's people who can't breathe very well anymore. Like,
yeah.
It was honestly. I did enjoy the 4 months off. That was cool.
Yeah. Well, in my head, you'll always be an essential worker. So.
Well, that's my other question.
Therapy.
That it may have been asked because I showed up late.
Ooh, extra
I was not totally late. I was kind of late. It's a situation.
Whatever. I was late too.
I feel like there's no in between. You're either late or you're not. And you were late. So it's
fine. There I am.
Yeah. You're either like 10 minutes early or 10 minutes
late. Okay, if you were to talk about the tattoo artists, right,
mm-hmm.
of nationwide, worldwide, What do you think the percentage is of women? Because I feel like it's a male-dominated
profession.
It's very
male-dominated. However, there was from the very beginning, females had a very big role in it. There was like the tattooed ladies of the circus, and that is really how it kind of just spread across the nation as quick as it did. Instead of just staying in port cities where like sailors and people to like in and out were getting them, and they would go across to Japan and all these other places and see tattooing. When that was pretty much where that started, but then the circuses would tattoo these women, and it would be like the big hurrah, or like the most tattooed male, or I think the youngest fully tattooed person was 13 years old. So it's like,
wow.
And that's how they would, and so tattoo artists would travel with the circus, and they would, that would be their portfolios. They're just a walking art piece, and people would be like, wow, that's beautiful, who did it? And they would go, the artist would be, oh yeah, he's just back here in this corner over here, you can go talk to him. And they would make their money.
I bet all their tattoos were spelled correctly.
simple things like Mom, Mary,
yeah, well,
so in Farmington or this area, Four Corners, how many female artists are there?
I know that there are for sure, so I think there's Andrea owns Chrysalis. I believe there's a female tattoo artist at House of Ink. I want to say Josie, but I might be wrong. And myself. I believe there's another female tattoo artist at a new shop downtown. And Durango, there's quite a few.
Yeah. So it's becoming less male dominated.
Excuse me. Yes. There is a big influx of female tattoo artists, and they're really kind of creating this wave of like more therapeutic style tattoo sessions, creating like spiritual kind of safe spaces for people to get, for those very meaningful tattoos or whatever. You can go there and have a whole ceremony dedicated to it. But, you also get the silly willies like me and who just want to go
and
just
have hamburger.
Tattoo people for fun.
I have a proposition.
Uh-huh.
Will you come back on the pod and I will get a little baby tattoo?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
I'll get like a little like podcast microphone or something. I think that'd be cool. Just a little guy.
Just a little something. Because my machines, I use coils, so I'm very loud and obnoxious.
That'd be cool. Maybe
I think
that'd
be fun.
Yeah.
Do I get to draw your tattoo?
No.
Okay.
I'm crazy, but I'm not that crazy. You would spell my picture wrong. So, yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much for coming.
Of course. Yeah.
Do you have anything
else,
Carrie? No. I just want to tell everyone to have a happy, safe Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yes. Memorial Day weekend. Come to Riverfest.
Riverfest.
Oh,
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Don't.
Everyone go out and have fun and be safe.
Stay away from the water. Be careful.
Oh, yeah. The water's high.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact InterWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.